To a special edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, Friday night, primetime edition. As I mentioned, I went up to Toronto via Rochester, New York, where we stopped off and took in some of their jazz festival. And it was a great festival, I'm telling you, man. There is a little jazz scene in Rochester, New York, that is growing in leaps and bounds. And the community all were out in full force. And there were thousands and thousands of people in the street, hundreds of vendors, and lots of great shows. And we caught some of them. We were able to hear the young phenom, Joey Alexander. A lot of people are talking about Joey Alexander, and they've seen the YouTube clips of Joey. I think he just turned 12 years old, from Bali and studied in Jakarta. And he plays well beyond his years, as you're about to hear. We're going to hear something from his album entitled My Favorite Things. And this is a Coleman Hawkins Thelonious Monk composition entitled I Mean You. Thank you. Antonio Sanchez, the great drummer. As I said, we saw him over in the Rochester Jazz Festival, and it was a great scene. Really enjoyed it. A beautiful night to be out and about and listening to some great music. And Antonio Sanchez, everyone was talking about his work for the movie Birdman, where he was nominated, I guess, or was supposed to be nominated for a Grammy, but it never quite happened. I guess somehow over technicality, it did not happen. But he did a great show. He played a 5-piece suite that lasted over an hour, and just kind of played it straight through, and it was quite an amazing piece. And but on here you heard from his album New Life, an album featuring Antonio Sanchez on drums, David Binney and Donnie McCaslin on sax, John Escrete on piano, Matt Brewer on bass, and Thana Alexa doing some voices on that. And before that, we heard from the 12-year-old phenom, Joey Alexander, and we heard his interpretation of the Monk classic, I Mean You, actually credited to Coleman Hawkins and Thelonious Monk as composer of that piece. And that's from Joey Alexander's premiere album, My Favorite Things. And it's quite amazing, really quite amazing to see this young boy of 11 or 12 years old play so adeptly, gets up in between every other cut that he plays, and speaks like a child, actually, what you would expect at that age, but very interesting to listen to. Joey Alexander, we're going to hear a lot more from that young gentleman in the future, for sure. All right, time now 7:26. This is a Friday primetime edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Glad you're here listening to me tonight. We're going to finish up the hour. We're going to do a long set. I don't know if it'll... might finish up the hour. If not, we'll have some more music to fill in. But I want to play some Kenny Garrett from quite a few different albums. Just in the mood to listen to the great alto sax player Kenny Garrett. We're going to start out with his version of John Coltrane's Lonnie's Lament. Thank you. Kenny Garrett set, a very intense, as always, Kenny Garrett, although ending up there kind of on a mellow note. Yeah, I dig Kenny Garrett, and that is one of my favorite albums, entitled Beyond the Wall. We heard the track King Wen, and that is a great album and a great group of players on this one. Kenny Garrett on alto sax, Pharoah Sanders on tenor, Mulgrew Miller on piano, Robert Hurst III on bass, Brian Blade on drums, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, our friend Ruggiero Boccato on percussion, what a nice surprise, and Nedelka Eccles on vocals. Yeah, I really like that. Before that, we heard a song which I think would be dedicated to Jackie McLean, one of Kenny Garrett's mentors, and that one's called Jackie and the Beanstalk. And that was from an album entitled Black Hope. And another great group on that one, Kenny Garrett on alto sax, Joe Henderson on tenor, Kenny Kirkland on piano, Charnette Moffitt on bass, Brian Blade on drums, and Don Elias on percussion. And we started out that set with Lonnie's Lament. Lonnie's Lament, a great John Coltrane composition from an album that was recorded in remembrance of the great John Coltrane. The album's called Pursuance, the music of John Coltrane, Kenny Garrett. And that one features just a screaming guitar solo in that by the great Pat Metheny. All right, time now 7:51. We're going to end things up right now we're going to continue on with Kenny Garrett. We'll do one more from him from a more recent album entitled Seeds from the Underground. We're going to hear a track called Boogity Boogity. Nice title. And that'll do it for tonight's show. Please stay tuned. Coming up next is Chelsea with Insomniac Jams. Good night, folks.